Come in. Sit down on the couch. It's good that you're back. I'm glad that you're back. Here, I'll sit down next to you. You look beautiful. Yeah, you too. Very pretty. You always look beautiful. You know, you really surprised me the other day. All those years of being close to you, and I always thought that you were probably kind of a prude. That you were sexually naive and unadventurous. I suppose I get the impression that perhaps you are. And that maybe you're doing all of this to impress me. That you're putting yourself very far outside of your comfort zone just to impress me. I think that's a good thing. It's been painfully obvious for years that you've wanted me. And to be honest, I always felt a little guilty about our friendship because of that. Like perhaps by being friends with you, I was just leading you on. But now that we've taken our relationship to this stage, I don't have to worry about that anymore. It's extremely clear now exactly where the boundaries lie. You know, I often wondered what it would be like to just stroke your hair. Stroke your hair slowly and gently, like this. I enjoy crossing boundaries that I feel like I'm not supposed to cross. Even just being your friend for so many years, just to sit here and stroke my fingers through your hair slowly like this, feels like something I'm not supposed to do. I'm especially not supposed to gently stroke my fingers through your hair like this while I put my other hand around your throat and just squeeze it gently. Just gently. Not enough to hurt, but just enough that you know that I'm doing it. You and I are not friends anymore. All those years that we were close, chaste friendship, respectful, caring for one another, none of it means anything anymore. All of that is wiped away, and there's no going back. Not after the things I did to you the other day. It's all been sacrificed so that you can finally be close to me. And you're so desperate to please me, aren't you? To give all of that up? Just so that I can treat you like a piece of meat. That's all you are to me now. No longer my friend, you're just an object. You're a sex toy to me. The funny thing is, in a way, I feel closer to you than ever before. You've seen the real me now. The side of me that is always just below the surface when I'm around someone as attractive as you. You've sacrificed so much for the chance to be closer to me. You're willing to let me do things to you that debase you and disrespect you. objectify you, hurt you, just so that you can feel closer to me. Get on the floor, on all fours. There you go, like that. Eyes down, staring at the floor. On your knees, on your hands. You know, I still see it in your eyes. The reluctance, the hesitation, the uncertainty, not knowing whether or not you've made the right decision by doing this. You are, of course, free to stop at any time. The only problem is, if you do that, you and I are finished forever. The only way for you to keep me in your life is to carry on. But I want to reassure you, this is true intimacy. This is the way that you reveal your true self to another person. When I get down on my knees here beside you, and kneel down, and grab you by the back of the hair, it feels intimate, doesn't it? It feels like we're sharing the transgression of boundaries that are not supposed to be crossed. Especially when I reach back here between your legs, and I start touching you. You feel good. I never would have imagined that you and I would share this kind of experience. I never would have imagined that I could lay my hands on you in ways like this. Just a week ago it seemed impossible. The idea would have seemed like a million miles away. But here we are. Here we are. You've been transformed for me. To become an object of my pleasure. To be used. And taken advantage of. And even if you have some reluctance, I promise you, you are gonna learn to love this. You're gonna have to, because this is the only way forward for you and I. I hear those whimpers. I hear those soft little moans. It's not all bad, is it? It's gonna get bad. It's gonna get very bad for you. Does that sting? Right there on your ass? I know it hurts. You can't help but let out those soft little whimpers, can you? Well, I have something for that. Right over here. Now, put this ball in your mouth. Open wide, come on. In it goes. And I just tie this around the back of your head. Right here. Nice and firm. Makes it much harder for you to make a noise, doesn't it? Good. Look at you. You're in way out of your depth, aren't you? You'll pick it up quickly enough. I'll make sure of that. There you go. That's it. Maybe if we just pull your trousers down and just reach under here, loosen them up and then pull them down to expose this bare naked ass of yours. So that way, when I spank it, you're gonna feel it a lot more. You're gonna cry. Is that what you're gonna do? Oh, overwhelming, isn't it? Here, let me get around in front of you. Lift your head up. Look at me. Look at me. Let me stroke this beautiful face of yours. You belong to me now. In a way that you never could have before. We're tied together. It's different than before. And it's gonna be so, so, so much more rewarding for both of us. I think I'll find this much more enjoyable if you are totally naked. So hands up off the floor so I can lift your shirt up off you. There we go. Up and over. There. Now. I've never seen you fully naked before. Of course I haven't. Friends don't normally see each other naked. But I'm going to completely strip you down so that you're totally exposed in front of me. So, let's reach down here and take these trousers of yours off all the way. And your underpants. There we go, that's it. You don't need any of that anymore. On your hands and knees, naked in front of me, with a ball gag strapped in your mouth. And that concerned look on your face. There's something incredibly sexy about how worried you look. You know, that gag wasn't the only thing that I pulled out of my drawer. Do you see this? Oh. You whimpered as soon as you laid eyes on it. You've obviously got some idea of how much it's gonna hurt. You've never been whipped with a riding crop before, have you? No. No, you haven't, baby. That look on your face again, like you might cry. I wonder if you will. Let's find out. Oh, baby. You know, I can't help but notice, even though you're almost on the brink of tears, you seem to just spread your legs apart a little wider every time I did that. You're a fast learner, I think. Do you want me to stop? I'll stop if you want. We can stop this right now. And you can get dressed and you can leave. You can go away. It'll be over forever. You'll never have to worry about it again. You just have to do it. You just have to stand up and start getting dressed. Go on. Go on, do it. You can't bring yourself to leave, can you? Because you like being close to me like this. You like knowing that I'm taking advantage of you. You like being on my floor on all fours with your ass sore from spanking and whipping. Knowing that I'm taking advantage of you. taking advantage of the fact that you have feelings for me so that I can abuse you like a sex object for my own pleasure with no regard for your feelings. No regard for how much it could hurt you. I know you like it. I like it too. Oh god, it gets my dick so fucking hard. You've never seen my dick before, have you? Here, let's show you. Let's show you the piece of me that your entire world will come to revolve around. Oh, there. You see that? Fuck. See how big it is? How fucking hard it is. This is what you've wanted all these years, isn't it? You've wanted this. You've got it, and you've got so much more than you ever bargained for, you stupid little slut. You are in so far out of your depth. Oh, God. You look so fucking good right now. Completely at my mercy, helpless. Giving yourself up like this, I can't help but just look at your body and masturbate. God, it feels so good. It feels so good to just use you like this. It feels so good to destroy everything that we had for this. It feels so good to just reach here between your legs and play with you while I stroke my cock. That's it. Oh, God. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Oh. Because I can make you feel good as well as make you feel pain. And they're all gonna get mixed up in each other. And that's just how it has to be. Oh. I want you to know it's not in vain. That little friend of mine that I was seeing, the one that got this all started, I don't need them anymore, because I've got you now, and this is so, so much better, so much more sick and depraved and fucked up. Do you want this cock inside you? Do you? Is that what you want? You can't even bring yourself to say yes, can you? You don't know what you want anymore. But all I know, oh God, is that so long as you don't get up and walk out, then that gives me free rein to do whatever the fuck I want. So how about I get here behind you? And I get it nice and wet. And I just put it right inside you without any more foreplay. Oh, like that. Oh, yeah. Fuck. And start pounding you from behind. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, you are so tight. Oh, that feels good. Every thrust. Ruining the friendship we once had just a little more so that we can sacrifice it for pure pleasure. Oh, that's right. Oh, God. I know that riding crop hurt your ass so much that every time I slam against you, it hurts even more. That's it. Oh, fuck. Pushing it in so far. Grabbing you by the hips and pulling you down onto it. So much that it hurts. So deep that it hurts. So hard inside you that it hurts. Oh, that's it. And I can just reach down underneath you here. Lean forward and reach down underneath you. And jerk you off. While I fuck you deep like this. Oh, those little whimpers. It's all so overwhelming, isn't it? Knowing that this is what you've subjected yourself to. The disrespect, and the pain, and the pleasure. Oh, fuck. Just like that, just like that. Fuck. Oh, you feel good. You feel so fucking good. Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh. You dumb little slut. You take that fucking cock. You take it. Take it all the way inside you. One hand on your hip, and the other on your shoulder. Pulling you down onto it. Pulling you down onto it so that it hurts with every fucking thrust. This big fucking cock hurting you, filling you up. Feeling so fucking good that I'm gonna come inside you. I'm gonna ejaculate inside you. How does that make you feel? Say it with me. Say it with me. You're gonna be full of cum. Say it again. Say it. I'm gonna be full of cum. I'm gonna be full of cum. You're gonna be full of cum. You're gonna be full of my cum. Ejaculating deep inside you. Filling you up. Filling you up full of cum so that it leaks out of you. Filling you up with cum so that it leaks out of you. Making it hurt. Making it hurt so fucking bad. Making you whimper. Making you suffer until I come. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh. Yes, yes, fuck, oh, yeah, fuck, oh, yeah, fuck, oh, my God, fuck, oh, this is so good, oh, yes, yes, fuck, oh, yeah, fuck, oh, my God. Oh, God, turn around, come here, it's okay. I've got you, put your head on my chest, come on, come here. It's okay. I've got you. I'm the only one who gets to treat you like this. I'm the only one who gets to treat you like this, and I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to look after you, because you belong to me now. You belong to me. Your body and your mind belong to me. I've got you. It's okay. I'm here for you. It's okay. Do you feel it? Do you feel that closeness? Do you feel the intimacy? Do you feel the connection between us? It's so much better than what we had before.